Hello, everyone. This is Patriot. Now, before we begin the show tonight, I just wanted to remind everybody how important it is that everybody out there who's a Patriot takes a moment to think about reallocating their financial resources to align with their political and their spiritual values. This is very, very important, folks. You've heard me talk about this many, many times, and I have a perfect solution for everybody out there to stop funding the big box conglomerates by going and doing your shopping at places like Walmart and Target for your personal and your household products. The company that I'm working with, switch-stores.com/patriotunderground, gives you an opportunity to do all of your shopping with the good guys. They have the best products out there, folks, non-toxic, absolutely incredible, manufactured in the United States. They compete directly with the cabal corporations. They have a 90%+ customer retention rate. What does that tell you? They have great prices, they have great customer service, and most of all, they have great products that are going to absolutely blow you away. Now, I'm telling you, folks, this is really important. It's incumbent upon us as patriots to do our part in defunding the cabal and taking away their ability to continue to funnel money into causes that are really designed to kill us. It is our responsibility. So click that link in the description of the video, switch-stores.com/patriotunderground. You'll be glad you did. I promise you, folks. Now enjoy the show. Patriot out. right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is May 1st, 2024. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. As always, I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So tonight, I'm going to provide a situation update, and there are a number of topics that we're going to explore in this episode. But I wanted to begin with that video to remind everybody that we are indeed watching a scripted movie which began a very long time ago. And ultimately, history, as it's always written by the victor, will reveal how far back this actually goes. We understand that the modern iteration of Q traces back to the assassination of John F. Kennedy, but the full-scale military offensive against the cabal began when Donald Trump announced his candidacy. And even before he became president of the United States, Hillary Rodham Clinton was taken into custody back on 9/11 of 2016. And all along, we've been tracing the development since the beginning of Trump's first term, when he went on what has become known as his capitulation tour. So that's why I wanted to start out tonight by showing this very same short video that Donald Trump recently retruthed just a couple of days ago, which to me is synonymous with proof of an ongoing sting operation, an ongoing covert military operation that we've been tracking this entire time on this journey together. Now, maybe this isn't proof for the normies, but certainly it should be proof for the anons. Now, we have well established that Trump is the commander in chief in a multitude of different ways, not the least of which is the federalization of up to 1 million National Guard troops, and of course, the corresponding national emergencies, which he declared that fake Biden has extended multiple times. These are orders designed specifically to decapitate deep state leadership. And then, of course, we've seen countless elites stepping down as a result of this. Most recently, the First Minister of Scotland and the CEO of HSBC. It just continues to go on and on, far beyond any historical norms. And it serves to solidify our collective consciousness as to what it is that we're witnessing and the significance of these historical events. History is indeed being made, folks, every single day. And yet, still in all, we're contending with a cacophony of blackpilling and FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt, even as the picture becomes increasingly clearer. And evidence continues to amass well beyond the reasonable doubt of coincidence in favor of mathematical impossibility. Folks, the significance of Trump reposting this clip cannot be overstated. The video doesn't beat around the bush. Rather, it literally lists the nations which have submitted, including the DC swamp creatures. Donald Trump, not the video maker, is confirming that we are witnessing the destruction of the old guard and that the very best is yet to come. So having set the stage with that, let's explore what's happening in the world through the lens of the pantomime, reaffirming our understanding once again that we are, in fact, watching a scripted movie. And it spans the entire geopolitical landscape, encompassing various different dramas that we're watching unfold, from the inducing of cognitive dissonance to reverse the MKUltra programming that we've talked so much about, to the dissolution of the fiat debt prison and everything in between. So let's examine the geopolitical kabuki theater first, having established that every nation that Trump visited capitulated and is therefore under white hat submission, playing out a role in this scripted drama, which is intended to build out the narrative for the necessary scare event that Q told us about. Now, folks will recall, back in early 2022, 4 years after Putin handed that soccer ball over to Trump symbolically, we saw Russia move into Ukraine for a special military operation to quote-unquote denazify the region, which of course involved the clearing of dumps, trafficking tunnels, organ and adrenochrome harvesting centers, money laundering centers masquerading as banks, and the like. And indeed, they accomplished that mission, which was presumably part of Russia's terms of capitulation. And of course, it was in their national interest as well, considering that Ukraine was being used as a staging ground to remove Putin from power, which is why they violated the Minsk II agreements. This goes back to 2014, the Maidan coup. We've talked all about it. They placed warheads on Russia's doorstep. And so Russia went in there and they took care of business. And the kinetic fighting continues to this day to fully accomplish the aforementioned objectives and to eliminate any remaining cabal infrastructure and personnel. However, As we have long discussed, Russia has showed a significant amount of restraint in relation to the magnitude of their full-scale military power. And that's because, despite MSM propaganda, which is being scripted by the White Hats at this point, the mission has always been limited in scope. The Russian incursion into Ukraine has never been a war of conquest or aggression. Rather, it's been a strategic assault on an enemy stronghold, which in many ways is the center of their illicit revenue machine, which has now been cut off. Now, the question of which deep state minions are still functioning independently, i.e. not under submission, is ongoing and in many ways unanswerable at this point, particularly when we apply the query to mainstream media. But my belief is that MSM is now fully under White Hat control. However, not every talking head is necessarily aware that that's the case due to compartmentalization, one of the many deep state tactics that the White Hats have reversed on the enemy. In other words, many of the individuals on mainstream media may be completely unaware that they're being puppeteered by the White Hats at the top level. And this is likely the reason that we see the legacy fake news oscillating between propaganda spewing that we've come to expect and the disclosing of truth intermittently, which again is designed to induce that all-important cognitive dissonance to deprogram the masses. And a great example of this is evident in some of the recent mainstream media reports on what's supposedly happening in Ukraine. Don't forget, we were repeatedly told that they were winning the war in an effort to bolster public support for the U.S. sending billions in weapons and equipment. But when the Nord Stream 2 sabotage occurred and public opinion began shifting in the opposite direction, the narrative shifted as well. And recently, we're hearing just the opposite, that Ukraine needs Western support because they're facing defeat. The Hill actually just came out, I think it was yesterday, and reported that Ukraine is being forced to withdraw from more villages as Russian pressure intensifies, saying that Ukrainian troops are completely exhausted and they're awaiting the arrival of U.S. assistance. And even within alternative media, we've been repeatedly told that an entire generation of men are being wiped out, that women are fleeing the country, essentially that Ukraine is almost to the point of lacking any significant population and culture due to Russian military advances. And the Gateway Pundit just came out today and said that the Donbass region is going to fall within months and that nobody wants to fight for Kiev. And then strangely enough, we see the same mainstream media, CBS News in this case, run a story highlighting the thriving nightlife there. Take a look.
Despite the rockets, Ukraine's nightlife is rocking. The bars and clubs are full. The place is jumping, music pumping, drinks flow freely, and they dance like there's no tomorrow. And it's not just here. Fun fact, there are now more bars and restaurants in the capital than before the start of the invasion.
So clearly we can see that something doesn't quite add up. Now, I'm not suggesting that there's no ongoing kinetic action in Ukraine, but what I am suggesting is that the way that it's being characterized is entirely inconsistent with reports of living conditions on the ground, like this one. And the effect that this has on the aforementioned objective of inducing cognitive dissonance is extremely powerful. The normies and even some awakened patriots have to process this informational inconsistency and subsequently draw what we would consider to be advantageous conclusions, in the sense that we can collectively agree and acknowledge that we've been lied to. And the inconsistencies keep mounting in every direction we the people direct our attention, normies and the awakened alike. The difference being that what induces cognitive dissonance in the normies is nothing short of a calm to the consciousness of an Anon. Take a look at one of Biden's recent quote-unquote gaffes as an example.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years on.
So here we have the resident appearing to have a senior dementia moment where he apparently is reading the cue on the teleprompter when in 5D reality, we can see very clearly that this was a White Hat stage scene in the pantomime alluding to Trump's frequent references to a pause, i.e. the EBS. And while I'm aware of the other possible meaning for that acronym, I don't believe that an SEC program is what Donald Trump is referring to. Certainly, folks can feel free to educate me on that if I'm missing something. But in my view, the PAWS acronym is being used to thicken the ongoing fog of war. But folks, the reality is that we're watching a scripted movie of events which have already taken place, albeit under different circumstances than those which have been presented to us. And it's our job to figure that out and to share our insights and our revelations with each other as we collectively raise the consciousness of humanity and, by extension, the frequency of the planet. Now, on the topic of the pantomime, we certainly have to take a moment to break down the subject of presidential immunity. And of course, we heard the arguments on both sides at the Supreme Court just a few days ago. And while we don't have a decision yet, it appears that the majority of the justices are leaning heavily in the direction of maintaining presidential immunity. Matter of fact, Tom Fitton, the head of Judicial Watch, came out and said that the court appears poised to uphold the U.S. Constitution and effectively end the sham criminal cases against Donald Trump. Now, I have to say that if this turns out to be the Supreme Court's ruling, I will be somewhat surprised in the sense that I had anticipated a live stream trial with the introduction of classified military evidence as the potential Trump card, just like Trump's lawyers told us was going to happen. And we've been waiting for the Trump card all along. And I imagine that this would function as a vehicle for the election fraud disclosure that would open the door to criminal prosecution of previous presidents. However, it's also quite possible that the Supreme Court will deliver the silver bullet that will kill these cases immediately and eliminate any speculation that Donald Trump is going to be ousted from the presidential race. And when you think about it, we really don't have a lot of time between now and November. And we all know how long jury trials can drag on. So perhaps the objective here has been to highlight the two-tier justice system through the persecution of Donald Trump to galvanize the masses in support of the true commander-in-chief. And we certainly saw Trump enjoy a hero's welcome outside of the courthouse in New York. Not only that, he also reposted a meme just today referring to himself as the commander-in-chief. So given the fact that we can recognize the inevitability of military tribunals, perhaps the end game here was never to have these cases play out in civilian court because there's no justice in the Justice Department. Perhaps the entire point was to try the injustice of the two-tiered civilian system in the court of public opinion, as Elon Musk recently alluded to, saying that it was the only court that matters, and I happen to agree with that. So to put the consequences of this pending SCOTUS ruling in context, let's watch this clip from The Benny Show that explains why the court is likely to rule in favor of immunity.
Such an interesting line of questioning, since you brought up people walking into the U.S. Capitol, right? So such an interesting line of questioning. I believe it was Alito. But it may have been Gorsuch saying, what if a president leads a protest, peaceful protest? Well, presidents have done that in the past.
Right.
And that disrupts things, right? Certainly very disruptive, right? Order the National Guard troops that Kennedy did, you know, to go integrate colleges in the South, right? What if the president leads a peaceful protest? What if that disrupts an official proceeding? So the president now, 22 years in prison? I thought that was such a fascinating point. And the point that you just brought up is the obvious shades of gray here. Clarence Thomas asking about presidents carrying out coups. I mean, Clarence Thomas is straight up just like, presidents have carried out coups. They have murdered other world leaders. They have done regime change. He brought up Operation Mongoose. Clarence Thomas is straight up being like, You're literally slaughtering, right. You're ordering the slaughter of people and the regime change of people you don't like.
And that's why it all comes back to this, you notice they've mentioned several times, it's never been done. We don't prosecute presidents. They bring up Nixon, but it is an entirely different standard in Nixon. And many in the court think that Nixon was decided, you know, poorly. And that there are some things that need to be changed in that regard. But you'll notice nobody else is prosecuted. And that was an important point for several because they're saying to themselves, are we going to try to stray from this powerful protection we give to the head of the executive branch? Or are we going to facilitate, you know, a change in the future of our country in which we use the power that we have in order to go after our political enemies? And I'll just tell you this, Benny, that was sort of hit me very, very profoundly is
please.
When the founders of our Constitution decided, and there was discussion and debate whether or not a president with a felony, but a candidate with a felony could run for president, they nearly unanimously decided that they should be allowed. And the reason they decided that was because they knew they were giving extraordinary power to the executive branch. And they knew that the power to investigate and to prosecute someone, to take away their liberty, was so powerful that it could be wielded abusively. And if that was the case, they could foresee that they would go after a political opponent. So why would a founding fathers, why would they so importantly decide that they were not going to prevent someone from running for president if he had a conviction, a felony conviction, but at the same time make the protection of the president while he's in office and his conduct make it so weak that they could be prosecuted easily after they leave? That makes no sense whatsoever. The only consistency would be is if they wanted to protect the president, they wanted to prevent people from using the power of the prosecution to eliminate an enemy. And the way they backstop that is to expand immunity enough to not allow them to go after them after they're in office. And that is the only consistent reading of the constitutional immunity and the Article 2 clause and that extends this power. And I don't care if you don't like Donald Trump and you're very upset and angry at him, you should not be wanting to rule along the lines of that Dreeben is asking us to do, because it is changing that landscape. It is denying what the founders foresaw, and that was the use of prosecution to go after political enemies.
Brett, weren't all the founders felons by British law?
right. So many of them, and so many of them also represented, felons were lawyers that represented them, and they understood abuse of power like nobody else did. In our, in our filtered and in our now woke culture that we're in now, nobody really believes on the left that government is really that abusive, right? They think government is the answer for solving so many of our social issues. But in fact, this country is founded on recognizing that government is the exact opposite of a solution to a social problem.
Okay, so Brett Tolman makes some great points about the reasoning behind why the founding fathers decided to insulate the president from malicious prosecution, which is exactly what Donald Trump is facing within the context of this political theater that we're witnessing. And therefore, it stands to reason that the Supreme Court, under the orders of the White Hats, under submission, will uphold the longstanding precedent and in the process eliminate these lawfare distractions as we prepare for the real justice we demand by way of military tribunals. Now, as always, we're going to have to wait to see how this plays out when the court convenes again, but it's very plausible that the civilian trials were only ever intended to be a pregame, a sideshow, ahead of the main event, which I've always expected will coincide with a financial cataclysm. So on that note, let's pivot here and discuss some of the most recent developments on the economic front. It's being reported that the two largest banks in the United States, JP Morgan Chase and Bank of America, have declared a loss of $4.5 billion in debts that customers are unable to pay, what are known as charge-offs. Now, these charge-offs hit $2 billion in quarter one of 2024, according to Reuters, which is double what it was last year. And Bank of America, meanwhile, reported a $1.5 billion charge-off, primarily due to unpaid credit during the same time period. So we've got Bank of America and we've got JP Morgan Chase bleeding out. Meanwhile, Jamie Dimon, who's recently done some very interesting pivoting of his own pertaining to Trump and the MAGA movement, came out and warned that the U.S. economy is headed for a severe downturn, arguing that our strength in fiscal spending would inevitably lead to increased spikes of inflation. And that's, of course, exactly what's happening. And he also mentioned the deficit, quantitative easing, and other factors which all point to a major financial calamity. However, he doesn't address the root cause of the issue. which is the failing treasury bond market. And I'm going to touch upon that in just a moment. But the simple reality here is that we are, again, in the context of the pantomime, adding in excess of $250 billion to the debt every 60 days at this point. That's entirely unsustainable. We've got BRICS advancing to eliminate the US dollar in all of its global trade transactions in 2024, replacing them with local asset-backed currencies. Additionally, we have Russia and China, who have recently signed a trade agreement to use local currencies to the tune of $260 billion, settling payments in the ruble and the yuan. And so this is a clear indication that BRICS is 100% dead serious about proliferating the de-dollarization agenda that will affect virtually every economic sector, particularly banking and finance, obviously, as well as fintech, consumer goods, retail. It just goes on and on. So folks need to appreciate that as demand for the US dollar declines abroad, that money ends up returning home. And thereby, it exacerbates the already problematic inflation issue that we have, possibly, even likely, leading to hyperinflation. And hyperinflation inevitably leads to job losses, skyrocketing prices, and it can bring down the entire house of cards. And many people believe that that is the way that this is going to go down. So BRICS can quite literally collapse the US economy by isolating the king dollar and essentially making it obsolete. And this is exactly what's happening, although it's being done slowly to avoid the rapid devaluation of currency that Japan has experienced by dumping its treasury bonds too quickly. And on the topic of treasury bonds, which I mentioned a moment ago, it turns out that the crisis has gotten so bad that the Treasury announced a bond buyback program to purchase them at their original cost to infuse liquidity into the $37 trillion market, which is exactly what Jim Willie had predicted on my show. And meanwhile, the Fed reported their largest operating loss in 107 years, which is an interesting number if you drop the zero. And so the remaining cabal minions now are in full-scale panic mode. People are waking up. Fake Biden has the lowest approval rating at this point in his presidency of any other president in the last 70 years. And a sizable majority of Americans now support the deportation of illegals and securing the border. People are enraged. They're mad about just about everything. They're mad about the FISA spying renewal bill in opposition to the will of the people. They're mad about these foreign aid packages that seem to be popping up once a week, billions and billions of dollars being sent to foreign nations, and not a single dollar to secure our border. There's countless issues, folks. The enemy can see that the movement, which began as MAGA, has now expanded to MEGA in Europe, and it's going to continue to expand exponentially as we continue on this current trajectory. That's why I'm always analyzing the 40,000-foot view and using that word trajectory to give folks a sense of where we really are in the overall process. And so even though optically the 3D walls are closing in around our leader, he continually delivers comms to the awakened. Whether through gematria or isolating Q drops, he's reminding us to look for connections and to expect the unexpected. And so the only question that remains is what the deep state is going to do, again, within the context of the pantomime, to bring us to the precipice of destruction and to prompt that scare event that Q warned us about and told us was necessary. And obviously, there are a multitude of possibilities of how this might play out, one of which has been largely reported on recently, the idea of seizing power by announcing a climate emergency. Take a look at this clip.
The White House telling Fox Business it's now considering declaring a national climate emergency. But that's a climate crisis to you, Mark. The AP, which sets the standards for newsrooms across the country, they're urging Americans to use the term climate crisis to address the current situation. This is all troubling, but if the president declares a climate emergency, what impact does that have?
Well, I mean, this is the serious story of the today. NBC News has reported that if Joe Biden declares a national climate emergency, he would have COVID-like power. powers under that emergency. And they also compared the emergency powers to the 9/11 emergency powers. The Center for Biological Diversity has estimated Joe Biden would get about 130 wartime-like powers by which to bypass democracy and impose a Green New Deal on America without a single vote of Congress. This is truly the this is a Halloween story, not a story for Earth Day. This is a truly frightening story, and he might just be desperate enough to do it. This is being widely reported in the media. The Biden White House is leaking this out. This might happen, and this is going to give Joe Biden these kind of, you want to say the word, dictatorial powers. He doesn't need no stinking democracy to impose the Green New Deal if he does this.
So clearly this would provide the opportunity for the illusion of a power grab ahead of the election. And it could be used as a pretense to take the internet down in a desperate attempt to stem the flow of information. But honestly, folks, regardless of whether it's this scenario or any of the other possibilities that we've discussed at length on this show, I've been doing a lot of reflecting lately. And I can honestly tell you that I'm at peace despite not knowing exactly how this is going to play out. Because the white hats have given all of us with eyes to see and ears to hear so many confirmations along the way of this journey, which are impossible to ignore, especially 45 himself, which we highlighted at the beginning of tonight's show. Folks, we were handpicked by the Lord to be alive, to be awake, and to be aware for this most profound moment in human history. We were set apart for a reason, which all of us will become increasingly acquainted with as we pass through the eye of the storm and recognize the degree to which those around us will come to rely on the very wisdom that they mocked. But when that moment of vindication comes, it'll be incumbent upon all of us to embody the very reason that God willed us into existence in the first place. He blew breath in our lungs for the sole purpose of speaking truth, and he gave us beating hearts that would resonate with each other, transcending that which is base within us and aspiring to the heights of his righteousness. And as Trump said in his inaugural address, all of us are warriors for the truth. We fought valiantly in an unprecedented form of spiritual warfare, and in that process, we found our purpose in him and amongst each other. So as we embark on the final trials in this years-long tribulation, let us always be mindful that nothing worth having ever came easy. What we've been engaged in, folks, is a divine mission in which each of us is playing a unique role. We're making straight the pathway for the Lord to deliver us from evil. I can't think of anything more profound and important or more of a blessing. So I salute all of you, my fellow patriots. Stay strong, hold the line, and remember, this was over before it began. God already won, and soon the entire world will bask in his glory. Nothing can stop what's coming, and the best is yet to come. All right, folks, hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. Please do me a favor and let me know in the comments. Also, please take a moment to check out the links in the description. Just want to say a couple of words on behalf of my partners and affiliates. First of all, PatriotUndergroundGold.com and PatriotUndergroundSilver.com. If you have an IRA and a 401k and you have not rolled it over into precious metals, now is the time to do so. We have more and more banks failing. I didn't really talk about it tonight, but Republic Bank is the most recent. We're going to see many, many more of those, folks. The de-dollarization process, the bond crisis, all of these are different pieces of the puzzle. That's why you have to get your money out of the stock market while you still have the opportunity to do so. There are a lot of things that we don't know, a lot of questions that we can't answer. But one thing is for sure, we are entering in to a season of extreme financial difficulty and uncertainty. And historically, gold and silver have always been safe harbors, stores of wealth during those times. So I highly, highly urge every one of you, even though I'm not a financial advisor, to take this advice and to contact PatriotUndergroundGold.com, click that link, or PatriotUndergroundSilver.com. It'll take you to the landing page. You fill out a little bit of information, and my partners over there will contact you and explain how easy the process is. They're willing to move just as fast as you are. There have been so many people out there in the audience who have taken this advice to heart, have done their rollovers, and have been very, very happy. I've not received one complaint. As a matter of fact, people are thrilled to see gold and silver prices continuing to rise and their account valuation rising alongside it. So this is an opportunity to not only protect your hard-earned wealth, but also to profit off of this transition, to capitalize on the transition into the quantum financial system. So folks, do the right thing. Click that link in the description. Make that move today. I also want to talk a little bit about switch-stores.com/Patriot Underground. This is the best place that you can go, period, anywhere online to purchase your household and your personal products. These are the most high quality products that I've ever used. My family absolutely loves them. They're manufactured in the United States. They're non-toxic. They're competitively priced, shipped directly to your door. It's a no-brainer. You might as well do business with a company that's standing with patriots like myself, putting out truthful information and competing directly with the big box conglomerates. That's what they do. And that's why I made the switch and I never looked back. switch-stores.com/Patriot Underground. Now, for folks out there who want to support me, you can click on either one of those links that I've just mentioned, or you can also become a member of my locals community at patriotunderground.locals.com. You'll see the link in the description. You can become a member for $5 a month and get first access to all of my new content, as well as access to live Q&A sessions and Patriot roundtables and other bonus content that I have in the works right now. If you don't want to become a monthly member, you can also choose to make a one-time donation using that same link. And I just want to say God bless to everybody out there who has done so. And I also probably mentioned that I'm going to be doing a live Q&A this Saturday night. I haven't posted on that on social media yet, but I certainly will over the next day or so. So if you want to be a part of that and have the opportunity to log on to the Zoom call, to ask me questions, to interact, and just become a part of our digital family, this is a great way to do that. Again, patriotunderground.locals.com. And finally, I just want to encourage folks to check out my merch store. That's patriotunderground.shop. I have hoodies, I have t-shirts, beer mugs, stickers, a wide variety of products. I have my original logo. I have my logo that you can see in the background there, the eagle. I have the new one that Dave XRP Lion designed for me, and a variety of different products and colors. I think you folks are really going to love it. There are a lot of people out there who have made a purchase. God bless to each and every one of you for doing so. I'm so honored to have such an amazing audience, such a supportive audience. And I think people know that ultimately I'm not in this for the money, but rather I'm trying to transition into full-time podcasting away from my current full-time job so that I can really embrace my passion and do this full-time for each and every one of you, bring you the truth every single day. I wish that I had time to produce more content, folks, and this is one way you can help me make that happen. So thank you, everybody out there, for listening. I plan on having SG Anon on the show on Friday. I'm very excited to get an update from him. Folks will definitely want to tune into that. And as I mentioned just a moment ago, a live Q&A on Saturday night. So hopefully you folks can make it. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for being so amazing. God bless and Godspeed. I'll be back soon. Patriot out.